This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
You're listening to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal.
Something's not right, man. Something's not right. Something's bullshit here, and I don't believe it.
Honestly, this crazy shit could be completely possible.
Disclaimer, we reserve the right to be wrong, ladies and gentlemen. You think you know the whole story? Think again.
Now your hosts, Eric and Everett.
This is Surreal Talk. Welch, welcome to it. Welcome to Surreal Talk.
Okay. Thanks for being here.
Yeah.
Forgot about that, but we're a little, we're still a little rusty. First on topic show in a while.
Oxidation's a motherfucker.
Oxidation? Brain oxidation?
No, for it to make rust, you know.
I gotcha.
Da-dum-ts.
Yeah, I wouldn't give you a rim shot.
Come on, man.
No rim shots. You're more into rim jobs anyway, but.
Guilty. Anyways, what are you doing?
What am I doing? Same old, different day. Time for another show. This week we're doing censorship, internet censorship, more specifically, not just random censorship. No, Eric tried to take it that way.
I did. I don't want nobody to censor me, period. So like,
shut up.
So, you know, I get censored a lot. You ever get censored?
Yeah,
I be shushing you all the fucking time, don't I?
Hate that. Hate being shushed. First and foremost, that's the worst thing ever is getting shushed. Pisses me off.
I didn't lost a bunch of weight. I'm like 210.
You said that earlier.
What?
You look like you lost a bunch of weight.
Do I?
I know they said it.
Do I look like I lost weight from you?
No.
Yeah, see, I'm like 210.
No. Anyway, let's jump into this, man. So the reason we're talking about this, mostly it's because of Keith Perry. He came up with the idea.
Keith Perry?
Yeah, you heard him. He's a good guy. Anyway, with the recent high-profile bannings of people like Donald Trump and a while back Alex Jones, we figured it was a good time to really start jumping into these bannings, whether they're justified, whether they should be able to be banned and lose their voice, so to speak.
What do you think?
Well, it's a little more not so black and white.
So about the Trump thing, that's the recent one, that's the big one.
The question is, did he incite violence with his tweets?
What did he say?
Well, let's bring up the actual. I should have had this
the
ready.
Tweet or tweets.
Yeah, I had it ready. I got to go to the document though.
I don't think you have it on there.
Well, it's right there. I just can't click it on the piece of paper, and then consider that paper's not clickable.
It just depends, I guess.
No, paper is not clickable.
I guess it just depends.
So, okay.
If you're closed-minded.
Here's the suspension that Twitter, I'll try to get through it quick here. Permanent suspension of @RealDonaldTrump. After close recent review of recent tweets from @RealDonaldTrump and the context around them, specifically how they are being received and interpreted on and off Twitter.
Bullshit.
Calm down. We have permanently suspended the account due to risk of further incitement of violence. So here's this first tweet that they were talking about. The 75 million great American patriots who voted for me, America first, and make America great again, will have a giant voice long into the future. They will not be disrespected or treated unfairly in any way, shape, or form. Out of context, that's not so bad.
That doesn't sound bad at all.
Shortly thereafter, the president tweeted, to all those who have asked, I will not be going to the inauguration on January 20th. Also doesn't sound so bad.
And then?
But they go on to state, due to the ongoing tensions in the United States and an uptick in the global conversation in regards to the people who violently stormed the Capitol on January 6th, these two tweets must be read in the context of broader events in the country and in which ways the president's statements can be mobilized by different audiences, including to incite violence, as well as the context of pattern behavior from this account in recent weeks. I
don't think it's bannable.
I think what he may have said up there on, you know, that speech he made up on the Capitol, you know what I mean? Take it down to the Capitol building or whatever, like, that's damning. But these tweets to me don't specifically really seem like that. I guess.
No, because you can't. I mean,
how many of these fucking people are watching his Twitter anyway? I guess he's got 86 million followers, but
on Twitter, yeah but you got to figure.
Had.
You got to figure the majority of those are probably Democrats who just want to see what he has to say.
It's like the old Howard Stern thing where, you know, the people who hate him listen twice as long. And that could very well be. I don't know. I don't think
he should have been banned. I mean, in my personal opinion, from Twitter, with just those two tweets to go off of.
Yeah, just from those two. I mean, obviously, the guy, he's a master.
Cocksucker. It's whatever, dude. But
I was going to say he's a master
people.
Of Twitter.
You can't be banning people.
Tell me anybody ever in history has used Twitter better than him, especially since the election, to really get a fucking crowd mobilized and going. You know what I mean? Pissing people off. Social media, at least my social media, and I'm just talking about the people I know, they were incensed. They were certain that he was going to, you know, Biden was never going to be president. Trump was going to come back and take it all back. This is what everybody was saying. That's proper use of social media. If he was able to get people to believe that much that, you know, in his cause.
You're right, but I don't think anything he said directly can be attributed to the violence. Like, he didn't say...
On Twitter or in real life?
On Twitter.
Okay, so yeah, those two tweets in specific. Let's go on and read a little bit more of this. We assess the two tweets referenced above under a glorification of violence policy, which aims to prevent the glorification of violence that could inspire others to replicate violent acts, and determine if they were highly likely to encourage and inspire people to replicate the criminal acts that took place in the Capitol on the 6th of January. The determination of the number of factors, including... They got five bullet points here. President Trump's statement that he will not be attending the inauguration is being received by a number of supporters as further confirmation that the election was not legitimate and is seen as him disavowing his previous claim made via two tweets by his deputy chief of staff, Dan Scavino, and there would be an orderly transition. So they're saying that those...
Wait a minute.
So basically, they're saying he's
all the way up until the one where they say the mention of his supporters having a giant voice long into the future and that they will not be disrespected or treated unfairly in any way, shape, or form is being interpreted as further indication that the Trump does not plan to facilitate an orderly transition. And also by him saying that he won't be at the inauguration means it's kind of a soft target. Meaning,
I mean, that's reading between some hella lines. I guess I'm kind of
it's
dense.
A reach. No, but I'm saying I get that, but. Does it justify? I don't think it does, man. Just because you're a fucking social media company, you're not a water company or a power company. Like, things aren't going to go wrong if Twitter shuts down. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. The second tweet may also serve as encouragement to those potentially considering violent acts that the inauguration would be a safe target, as he will not be attending. Again, that's a stretch.
That is a stretch.
He's going, I won't be there.
They said because he called them American patriots. They said, you know what I mean? Like...
There is a whole language that I must not be clued into. Any of our, I'm going to get back over to chat. Anybody who's a big Trumper today, we got a lot of you that listen. That's
would
cool.
Those,
we don't
he's honest. Would those two tweets incite you?
Yeah. Did you read anything into that?
And if,
I'm a left.
Tweeter.
I'm not radical, but I'm on the left. I'm not a Trump fan at all. I'm thinking about civil liberty here. You know, right to speak, First Amendment, that sort of thing. Let's see. Thought it was wrong when they banned Alex Jones. I think it's wrong now. You don't combat bad speech by censoring it. You combat bad speech with good speech. Yeah, that's a good point. The First Amendment, it says you can say whatever you want whenever you want it, but you got to realize there's consequences for that.
Yeah.
You can say whatever you want, but you might get the shit beat out of you. You might get fined. Say it all you want, but there are consequences. You can't say libelous things. You can't say insightful things. That's a little weird.
Right. You can't. Yep. Well.
Somebody says Trump 2024. Good luck with that. I think he burned his party too much, and I don't think third party's...
He could run it independent.
Yeah, but what are the odds of that?
What do you mean? Ross Perot did it, didn't he?
Yeah, well, how many electorals did he get? None?
No, he had to have got some.
I don't think he got any.
He got some.
I don't think he got any.
Oh.
Let's see. I didn't read anything into it all. See, that's the thing.
He didn't get none? Poor Ross.
I'd have to double check, but too bad Armand's not here to fucking... Right. Oh, yeah, I remember that.
He got 17.
Yeah. He won, he's on one Wyoming and...
Rhode Island. And
of course he won Louisiana, because that's next to Texas. He's from Texas, but he didn't win Texas. That went to Bush. Anyway.
He would know.
They banned the MyPillow CEO.
Now, what is MyPillow? Is that some sex
talk? So, no, that was a whole thing. Trump bought this guy on as an advisor, more or less, because he was a panty sniffer of fucking Trump, in my opinion.
Wait a minute, what?
And he's just...
He who? I thought we were talking about MyPillow.com.
No, the CEO of it was an advisor to Trump, right? Basically.
Okay, that's weird, but okay.
But they banned him too.
Why did they ban him?
I know there's a lot of bannings going around for all of his close by people. You know
who banned him? Twitter?
Twitter.
Twitter banned that guy too?
Yep.
What'd he tweet?
I don't know. Let's see here. MyPillow CEO reason for Twitter banning.
Yeah, I mean, he had to have tweeted something, right?
Let's see. Here it is.
It is Twitter.
Washington Post, but you know, you got to keep in mind this is Bezos. Twitter is banned for implying misinformation. Permanently suspended for repeatedly violating civic integrity policy.
What? Civic integrity policy?
You know, I'm trying to find the exact tweets here.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, I'm not seeing anything specifically mentioned in this article, but apparently the civic, it just seems like, yeah, we made up a policy and now you're against it. They can apply a policy however they want. They're a private company, and they have the right.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's my platform and I don't want you on it, I shouldn't need any more reason than saying I don't want you here.
Yeah, you're not wrong there.
But it's weird. I don't know. What about Alex Jones a few years back whenever they started banning him and all of his shit?
Yeah, I mean.
And you know what's weird, too?
Is he back got
when,
fucked.
When he was banned, everybody was like, yeah, fuck that guy. All of his crazy conspiracy theories. He's a big part of the problem. But now you hear everybody talking about QAnon and all these other conspiracies.
That's been the weirdest shit for me is because everyone that's called me a fucking nut job for being a conspiracy theorist has been just like off the fucking
wall. And it's not even conspiracy. They completely wholeheartedly believe it's truth every time. And I'm right, not like, saying all you Republicans
the,
are that
where's
way.
Where's the coup that was supposed to happen? And like
the coup.
All the shit, you know what I mean? The coup, obviously, but yeah, I like calling it the coup. That all that shit that was supposed to happen, that I've seen it all. I read all that bullshit too. You know, where is it? Like, crickets, motherfuckers, crickets. Because that was dumb.
What about Amazon shutting down the web servers to Parler? Do you find that to be pretty ridiculous, too?
I never messed with Parler. And so, the first time I heard of them was when it happened.
Right. So Parler was like a new Republican, heavily Republican. It was so, yeah, not completely.
Mainly conservative.
More or less like a Twitter replacement. You know, Facebook, social media, microblogging type of platform. But they Amazon suspends it for violating and allowing it to spread insightful speech.
Now, well, Amazon's the web host, right?
That's right. They own AWS, which is Amazon Web Services, which is a gigantic business. It, like 48% of the business that's done for web hosting is done through AWS. So
really?
It's huge. Microsoft is a competitor. Google is a competitor. But they both pale in comparison to the amount of shit hosted on Amazon.
Right.
So they got some power themselves, which is kind of bullshit again. Like you can just say, I don't like what you're saying, so you're off of mine. I'm not going to do business with you. But again, it's their business. They can do what they want.
Their business.
But they come at the one of the execs over at Parler, right, with a story about somebody posted a hateful video about Michelle Obama, calling her the N-word and all kinds of shit. And they come to him, and he says, well, it doesn't specifically violate any of our policies and whatnot.
Well, you need to have a better policy.
He says it's hateful. Sure, it's hateful, but we don't have a policy against that. So,
well, you should, though.
Sure, you? I mean, it's free speech. I mean, people could choose not to go there if they don't want to see it. It's like on TV. You could choose not to watch a channel. You get what I'm saying? You could choose not to listen to a radio show. You can choose not to go to a website. You could choose not to follow an individual. I'm just saying. I mean, there's nobody forcing
don't
you.
Don't offer me logical rebuttals, okay?
Okay, I'll try not to.
Thank you.
How do you feel about fake accounts on social media? This is a type of censorship. If they
fake?
Don't, fake. So say somebody wants to get on Facebook, but they don't want their name on there. They don't want their pictures on there. So they make up, you know, a fucking weird fake account. It's just they get on there for shit posting or trolling or whatever.
Yeah, I have a few.
How do you feel about that? You have a few of those?
Maybe.
I think they're bullshit.
Maybe not.
I find it irritating that people are pussies and won't come out with their real shit. If you got something important enough to say or you want to incite somebody and like just to troll them and piss them off, then do it as a man. Do it as who you are.
That's fair.
You're going to hide behind a fake name? Oh, you're so good.
You hold to your convictions for a long time.
Hold to them as long as they're no longer relevant. You know what I mean? And then
I'm just saying, I remember when the Telegraph went to non-anonymous commenting.
On the sound off? I remember that. I set that up.
Oh, they were pissed.
Yeah, people hated that you know, their name would be on there.
You had to log in through your Facebook to say something.
We saw every one of your phone numbers anyway, people. Don't even worry about that. Trust me. We didn't save him or anything like that. Don't freak out. But, you know, when you look down the list, we had caller ID. What do you want? It was a voicemail system.
Right.
So sound off was interesting. That was, man, that's, I don't think they do that at all anymore, do they?
We have it. Voicemail.
No, but I'm talking about
our
the local newspaper.
Is sound off.
Does the local newspaper still have that?
Yeah, fuck. I don't know.
I know back then we would pick and choose what sound offs would go out. That's kind of a form of censorship, isn't it?
Why would you censor shit like
that? If it was a stupid voicemail, you know, about somebody just making no sense at all. You see where I was going with that. Sorry about that.
Censoring yourself.
That's a good thing. For the most part, that has never did anybody wrong, censoring themselves. So you're fine with the fake accounts, though. You think that's fine for people to get on there anonymously?
No, but it's like, what are you going to do, man? They're going to say it if they got to make another.
There's a place for anonymous.
It.
So like Facebook is not a place for anonymous. 4chan. Go to 4chan. Go to another one of these anonymous places if you want to do stuff like that. I mean, follow the rules.
Yeah, but you're going to have people that break the rules all the time.
Yeah.
You know, it's just it's part of, you know, you're going to have there's a rule you can't streak on the fucking field at a baseball game. You know how many people do that?
It's a bummer we have to have the rule.
I agree, but it's a rule. And you know what? Sometimes you got to fucking break rules.
How about this? Zendesk. Most of you probably know who Zendesk is. Zendesk is a giant, like the leading online help desk support system. If you have a trouble on a website, you put in a ticket for help, it probably nine times out of 10 is...
I set up the UGC Zendesk.
Yeah, nine times out of 10, it's going into Zendesk and routing off to your customer support representatives. They drop Parler as a customer due to all this bullshit.
They're a private company, though.
Again, I mean, that shows how much fucking clout they have.
When did the video get posted?
I don't know. And that's not the only reason. There's plenty of shit.
Wait, here's the thing, though. If the video's from, like, the beginning of Obama's term...
No, man, Parler ain't that old. Calm down.
You know what I mean, though? Like, yeah. What the fuck are y'all talking about?
Doesn't matter. It's the point of it. You know what I mean? No matter what the content is, I can't help but feel this shit's very politically motivated, at least right now with all the hot button shit going down.
Of course it is.
It's like, we've won. Let's really drive it home.
So the people that get the I guess, actual power to do something about the election and all that, they're the ones that have that own giant companies that are majority shareholders of
your giant tech companies.
Exactly.
Instance, which... Man, oh man, Trump for one has been screaming bloody murder about these giant tech companies shitting all over him. And he's kind of not wrong. I mean, he's given them plenty of fucking rope to hang him with.
Well, right. Yeah. Well, and that's.
But he's not wrong.
Of course.
I don't know, man. Let's see. You think it's a First Amendment issue that he should or should not be violated? Or does it violate his First Amendment rights?
I do not.
Because it's a private company?
Because it's a private company. And it has nothing to do with Donald Trump. If Bernie Sanders,
where can one exercise their First Amendment right then?
Town square.
Town square. That's a little old school.
Radio, newspaper.
Had the founders, whenever they created the First Amendment, the very first freedom of speech thing,
Then we're talking. We need to. Then what? You got the government gets to control Facebook because
no, I'm not saying that at all.
North Korea doing that shit.
I know. Let's just get to the spirit of what they were thinking and free speech.
Sure.
That a person should not be censored.
In that spirit. Then
they couldn't have known. Obviously,
they wouldn't have known.
The way a person cries out is what I think the spirit they had. The way a person can disseminate information, a newspaper must have freedom of speech. That sort of thing. A person must have the freedom to say...
To tell other people what they think.
Right.
Through any means, then?
Well, that's the thing. There was no means. There was no such thing.
Like, well, there was newspapers.
Well, that's true. I guess a newspaper could have the ability to take an editorial... And not publishing or not. Like fucking, what's his name? Ben Franklin, one of his newspapers, could have got an editorial letter and be like, Madman, not getting published.
Yeah.
Or this son of a bitch supports Jefferson, and I'm clearly a Washington
Instead,
fan.
Instead, he helped write the shit, and...
I don't know. Well, what about people like Steve Bannon, who has been popped off of most of the social media platforms, but has started his own YouTube clone based in China outside of, the jurisdiction of America?
And you can still just go to the website?
Sure. It's got all kinds
of... That's awesome.
It's very, very political stuff. It's got all the Hunter Biden sex tapes and stuff on it.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy.
Wow. Let me get the link.
GTV. Just Google it. It's out there.
He started it?
Yeah. He's an owner of it. I don't know that he completely started it, but he's one of the big... when you look, search for it, it's going to have his name attached all over it.
Everybody brings up that bakery, though, and they didn't want to make the cake for the gay couple. Those people are assholes, and they got sued.
Yeah.
They shouldn't have been sued.
I supported them at the time, too, to not take that. That's kind of weird.
What?
I supported those guys, the bakeries, to say not take the business. It's the shittiest thing they could do. Say, I don't want to do it because you're doing gay stuff. It's their, that's their rights as individuals. So I guess I'm being hypocritical here, saying that they don't have to take the business of the gay people, yet Twitter should have to take the speech of Trump.
Or hate speech. Should Twitter have to allow hate speech?
So they've banned the Nazi Party. They've banned the Vanguard, and Aryan Nation, all that stuff. So they don't have a platform on there either. At what point, though, does it become...
But who decides what is...
Right. I mean, who decides if you're a hate group or something? I guess.
Why are we having this who decides what's hate speech talk? That's just a fucking terrible thing to have.
It's opinion. I mean, there's obviously shit. When you get real racist, that's obviously hate speech. But when you're blurring the lines, it's hard to say if somebody's being cheeky, an asshole, drunk typing.
Yeah.
But then
you
got somebody...
Can you get charged for something you say online? I mean, that's the thing.
But what if it gets a little different, though, whenever somebody like Donald Trump has 90 million people or so following him on social media? Even if that number's inflated. And you can say such things... I don't know how to... Like we said, we don't know the language. Obviously, the people who we've talked to here... Don't know it either, who are followers of them.
Well, look at it in our...
Maybe they're not admitting it.
Look at us. I don't know how many people listen to our podcast. X, 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 X amount of people, right? Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
What if we said dumb shit like that? Should we be censored to them? Like, can you censor a podcast?
I would think Apple could. They have terms of service as well. If we get on here typing and doing shit like that, they wouldn't distribute it. So
you just
podcasts
get kicked,
are different.
We you self, get kicked off your
off distribution method.
Right.
But if you get kicked off of Apple, it doesn't mean you'll still be on Google Play. You might still be on Stitcher or any of these other places. Podcasts are kind of weird, though, because you self-publish and you are distributed.
Right.
So it's not quite the same thing as Twitter.
Right. No, I mean, I understand.
You got a question here. Is there such thing as a neutral social media platform?
Yeah. Is there one that we can get where it's like not left, not right, that you can post what you know what I'm
so
saying?
So why would you say that Twitter or Facebook is not left or right?
Well, it's just because based on the people that make the decisions for them, their CEOs and the majority shareholders lean
seem
those
to be
ways
left.
And let the, you know what I mean? And I'm not saying let one thing slide or let the other slide, but it does seem to go one way with Jack Dorsey and Mark.
You'd have to wonder, though, what inflammatory or flat out half-truths the left side have been guilty of publishing. I don't know.
Well, and not only that, what would they not publish that they know? That's the thing. Yeah, that's the thing. That's what
sure,
I mean by neutral.
That's a good point.
That's what I mean by neutral. What would they not publish that...
I would like to think that they wouldn't give a fuck if it's left or right.
There's zero newspapers that are neutral. There's zero, like, I mean...
Well, we're not talking newspapers, though. We're talking basically social media.
Social
platforms.
Media, exactly. You know, and it has to be like...
But it
away from that, like
so. Reddit
that
just banned our Donald Trump as well.
Yeah, Reddit was close, but no.
And Facebook allows any number of Republican groups or anything like that as well.
Sure.
At what point though does it become a problem? Like, what is it? Is it the so-called incitement? And I'm going to need a little bit more. I mean, he did in fact incite them on the in that speech,
a
but online I don't
they're
think
hindering
so.
your route to power. So, like, that's when it becomes a problem, or what you're perceiving as right and wrong. Like, so as Mark Zuckerberg, if he thinks things are right or wrong, and this particular candidate's going to go in and vote against those things, then
well, that's obvious.
Well,
but.
That's what you just asked me. What would it, you know, what would they have a stake in doing that for?
Yeah, I know that's a good point. Let's see what else we got here. For what is remarkable. That has been widely supported, whereas if the government shut down for communication would be a major issue. Is this your rambling?
Hang on, where is that?
I don't know. I'm going to say that's your rambling. And,
might be rambling.
I'm going to skip on and pass that there.
Where is it now?
An article by ABC News about social media censorship. Take the hearings focus on New York Post temporary ban from Twitter, which has become a cause of celebre in recent days in right-wing circles. Contrary to widespread belief on the
that's
right.
That's the newspaper, the New York
right,
Post.
They
yeah,
got
they were
banned. Right. Twitter did not take any action because it disagrees with the paper's content, but rather because an article shared by the Post Twitter account contained personal contact information in violation of Twitter's explicit rules, and the company refused to remove the tweets. Twitter took similar action against Splinter News a few years back for sharing White House advisor Stephen Miller's personal information. So that's kind of a different type of censorship.
Sure.
So if it's to protect the public peace or the public safety...
Well, that's like...
But again, that's a
classified files.
It?
You know what I mean?
Well, no...
You have to censor someone that's trying to let out classified information?
I don't think that's the way they're looking at it.
Okay.
I think we're too dumb to understand this completely, but at the end of the day, I think freedom of speech should somewhat go to the platforms. At what point, though, does a social media platform become a utility that a person has a right to use? You know what I mean? If it's small, I get if it's a message board. But once you get to the point where everybody in the country basically has an account, it's a little bit different than the local message board. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, you're right. It's
the same thing as having...
There's 2.7 billion people on Facebook. Okay.
I wonder what the percentage of people in America before everybody got all mad and got off of Facebook, Armand. How many people in the percentage of people in America
Armand.
Yeah. were on it? Above the legal age of 13 or whatever. I'm not talking about the kids.
Right.
Had to be most of them. 80%?
80%?
70-80% we'll say.
Yeah.
At what point does it become a right to have access to that kind of type of distribution
media? But it isn't a right because you have to have the internet. You have to pay for an internet. You have to pay for a device to use Facebook. It is not a right by any means because you don't need, you don't have, it's not like, you know what I'm saying?
At this point, internet
is. It's an accessory to stuff you pay for.
I disagree.
It's an accessory to your phone. Do you have a right to a cell phone?
You can go to, you can go to the library.
Do you have a right to a cell phone?
If you pay for it, yeah.
Do you have a right to internet
service? Well, they have government phones.
Do you have, yeah, but.
They give those government phones out with
service. Because of
so.
A, that's because of a grant or some sort of set aside money that someone's paid for. You don't have a right to it, like water and shit like that.
Okay, but my point is, at what point, internet aside, It exists everywhere. The internet's not the point. You're going to get to it one way or the other. The internet is not hard to get on.
Internet censorship.
It's not hard to get on the internet. Name one person you know right now that has never been on the internet or couldn't get on it somehow if they needed to. Okay, nobody.
But for someone to have the right to be on the internet and someone that just doesn't get on the internet, it's two totally different stories.
Well, I get if you've been convicted of a crime and been barred from the internet, that's one thing.
Can they do that?
Yeah, yeah. Like child molesters and shit, hackers. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Right on.
Not allowed within a computer or phone. You know what I mean?
That's the thing. Told me 18.
Yeah, let's go over to the comments here, see what people are saying. You have a right to an Obama phone. Thank you, Frank. That's what I said. More people have Amazon Prime than a landline. I don't doubt that either.
Fuzzy Dunlop says he thinks that we are at them being a utility. We're basically where social media is a utility now.
I don't disagree with that.
Oh, fuck. Now we get those posts about Facebook's going to start charging next year unless you post this.
Yeah, we keep getting those all the time. I wonder how many people have shared that dumb shit.
Oh, my God.
Fuzzy knows one guy who's never been on the internet.
So damn.
There's one guy. Can't be many is my point.
Well, he ain't hearing us.
But it's the same thing with Twitter. You know what I mean?
I refuse to believe the guy's never been on the internet.
Yeah, why not? Why not?
Has he ever watched YouTube?
Probably not.
Ever looked at someone else's phone and seen watched a YouTube video? Been on the internet, bud.
Yeah.
Eh?
He's not holding the...
What are we saying here?
Potato,
he not surfed the net
potato,
on a on a computer? I mean, is that what the...
Potato, potato, man. Let's see. Here's some good examples of some internet censorship around the world. And tell me if you agree with any of these.
I don't agree
with
it.
I'm sure you won't. This is from a Washington Post article. In India, the world's largest democracy, the government tried to get Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Google to screen and remove offensive content related to political and religious figures. The websites refused to do so. So good on them.
Okay, yeah.
It's kind of shitty that the government would try to do something like that. Syria, amid a growing uprising in the country, the Syrian government banned the iPhone in an attempt to stop the constant flow of images and video that the anti-government protesters shared online.
Boy, how dumb are they? They just banned iPhone, that's it?
Yeah, that's what it says.
But Androids are allowed. Google phones, everything's cool. But that sounds like a misinformed government, a bunch of damn morons.
Let me open up the article then real quick on that. Let's see. Syria reportedly bans iPhone to stop flow of protest footage. And thank you, Washington Post. I've hit a paywall, so I can't read that story.
Yeah, I will not pay for a story on the internet.
There's ways to get around those. Certain archival services on the internet archive that stuff. So, and the day it comes out, you just search the archives. In Egypt, a number of bloggers were arrested over the past year in Egypt. Most often, these bloggers had spoken out negatively about the country's military leadership. That sounds like dictatorship or totalitarianism, but I'm not too familiar with Egypt. I know they've had some military uprisings in the past few years. And Australia, when the government failed to introduce a mandatory filtering scheme, several Australian internet service providers decided to filter on their own, blocking access to over 500 sites. I wonder what those sites were. Let's take a look.
They're porn.
Just porn? If they're child porn,
I don't know
that. But.
Right. Is it good porn, though? Great.
Well, CNET article is missing on that. I you know, at this point, if you're really worried about free speech, there's places like 4chan where you can get on there and do shit anonymously, but take it even further. Find spots on the dark web if you really want to get out there and have your voice heard and don't want to risk censorship.
Say, yeah, but shouldn't have to go to the dark web.
You shouldn't. You shouldn't. But I hate the political sizing of social media any which way. That's a whole other thing. I'd just on a purely selfish thing, I would say ban anyone political from my social media.
There we go. Any politics and you're immediately stricken from the record.
Wait a minute. Did you just ask for a vote? You're gone.
Yeah.
It was just a poll on my favorite
if
show.
If you run for office, you're gone. No politicians on. That's what they need. They need
That'd
to know
cool.
lawyers and politics. Well, lawyers maybe.
No, a social media network that specifically says no political content.
And it has like what do you call those, where you built in and you can ban words, but filters, you know what I'm saying?
Content filters.
Where just anything anybody types gets banned if it has those.
Let's start that. And we'll call it
That's
Rainbow.
The ultimate censorship. That's the censored network.
Ooh.
You just get straight censored.
Turkey, YouTube and WordPress are blocked in Turkey, among other sites, because the content is insulting to Turkishness. Escort, gay, and marriageable are among the 138 words no longer allowed on the internet in Turkey.
Marriageable?
I don't know the word marriageable.
Is that what you said?
Escort, gay, and marriageable.
Marriageable?
It'd be marriageable.
Gotta lose something, you know, translation.
How marriageable you are?
Marriageable.
In Iran, marriable, a crackdown maybe. On internet expression in Iran included a new surveillance in cyber cafes and proposed national halal internet that would prohibit users from using international search engines such as Google.
No. That's up to them. That's
think about China.
I don't care about their fucking country, honestly. And sorry for people that live in another country, but I'm trying to get my own internet straight here, guys.
Yeah, that's very fucking short-sighted of you. I don't know. I'm kind of a one-world government kind of guy. One rule applies to us. It should apply to everywhere. It's not a one-world... It's not so much as a one-world government thing. It's, I think, rules, honestly.
El Chapo.
If it's a rule here, why can't it be a rule there, is my point.
Yeah.
You know what? Why are we got different sets of rules?
You want a one-world government.
That's what I was. It's not so much a one world government thing, but yeah, I'd like a little bit of consistency in rules. It's okay to have.
You want to be able to go to another country, not worry about them killing you, and you know.
Why not? Let's be civilized. Belarus, the country's government outlawed browsing foreign websites, making the visiting of those sites a misdemeanor, a literal misdemeanor for going on some other website. You listen to Surreal Talk, you're going to jail in Belarus.
From Belarus, we've got people from Belarus that risk their freedom to listen to us.
I don't think that's true.
That is true.
China, one of many examples of online censorship in China this year, came after a July train crash when government censors forced the media to stop aggressively reporting online what had gone wrong.
Really?
God damn.
What went wrong?
I don't know. Brakes went out. Who knows? But the fact that they say, no.
Shut your mouth.
Shh. We like people on these trains.
Yeah, right. No shit. We want motors to ride.
We got 1.34 billion people, something
they
like
that. They own the stock in it.
They need to get from the rice paddies to the city to work.
Oh, yeah. Their whole shit shuts down if people can't work, huh?
Yeah. Brazil, during the fall 2010 election period, court orders mandating removal of content related to political campaigns rose exponentially. Yeah, that's horse shit. That's, again, why I think there should be very little political shit allowed on social media. I'm going to champion that cause now.
I don't believe it.
Denmark. Danish police last year proposed abolishing all anonymous internet access, arguing that they could do more effectively fight terrorism if they had data from every person who accessed the internet. Well, no shit. Let me give you my phone, too, while I'm at it.
Right. Of course.
You ain't going to see what I'm jerking it to.
I don't want anybody having my internet history, man.
Yeah, dude. There's a reason we use private mode. We want our the ISP can still see that shit. Unless you use a VPN, though. Because then your shit's encrypted, and it goes to one server every time back and forth, and then it goes out from there.
I use a virtual private network. Never.
Never? You should.
Not never.
You can get free ones out there to do good for you, like DuckDuckGo. It'll go right into your browser, and you
can
get a button.
Yeah, that's what I got, DuckDuckGo.
I think that's what it's called. Hold on.
I've heard of that before. You sure it's not Goose? We used to play it a long time.
Yeah.
When we were kids. DuckDuckGo. Goose.
I use PIA. It's a logless VPN. It's pretty good. No, private internet access. Right. PIA VPN.
Is there one for your phone? They make a mobile VPN?
Plenty of. Well, yeah. They have all the settings to use the same service on your phone as you would your computer. A lot of them, actually, now you can put right into your router so that everything that's behind your router at your house is forced to go through it. So you can definitely protect yourself at a network level.
I don't believe you, so.
You just don't understand me, I think, is your problem.
Oh. Well, yeah, I don't believe you.
Not at all. Huh? Well, what else you got on this, Eric?
Nothing, man. I just think it's kind of bullshit that they censored him, and I don't like the fucking guy, not one bit.
The biggest problem is it's too...
I don't know. Go ahead.
It's too susceptible to political fuckery.
What do you mean?
Well, they can just decide if these are hardcore left-sided people, then we'll just decide whatever loose interpretation of the rules we have, because we don't like somebody on the other side, get rid of them. It's too loose for that.
Yeah, no, you're right, but I mean...
Private companies.
The thing is though, it's like when we started turning all of our news and everything online, like the internet changed shit, you know what I'm saying? So when everything started going online, it was inevitable that people are going to start communicating online and getting, you know, their news and everything else from online. Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is that what you have to add to that? Yeah, fuckhead. No. Oh, all right. Well, oh, yeah, Torgard. That's my favorite.
Eric uses them all on top of one to the other to the other.
Yeah, and then they shoot from one.
Not even
other.
He knows where he's at most of the time.
Yeah.
You ever use Tor? The Onion Router?
Nope. I know what it is. We did a big ass show.
I know,
on
but
it.
You
the
never
fuck
used
you talking
it.
Talking about? No.
I use it for
Yeah, we use
time.
It here in the show, remember?
Actually, I went on Tor the other day to look for the drug markets to see what kind of prices they had, but. Nothing really jumped out at me that made
that
me want
desperate?
To... Well, no, I have a pile of Bitcoin. I have a pile of Bitcoin in an anonymous marketplace that sells drugs. I was curious.
What you trying to get?
Whatever they had. If anything looked out really good, I know.
What
I
do you need?
Shut up. I can get anything from you I need. Or I can get anything myself. Doesn't matter. I just thought it'd be kind of interesting to look at the drug market.
Whoa. Sunny Light Bro said, dude, it's been 3 to 4 years since he started listening to us with podcasts, and he's happy we're still doing it. Last time he listened was 2+ years ago.
Welcome back, bro.
Well, fuck. glad we decided to do a show today. We just got this guy back.
Next week, you want to do a...
Sunny Light, bro.
We had idea of doing STOT. Do you want to start that out next week?
Yeah. Leave it up to interpretation. Leave it up to interpretation.
No, I'm not going to leave it up to interpretation.
I think you should.
It's basically...
My ideas are better.
It's basically the fucking social show.
But it's not.
It's whatever we want to talk about, off topic.
STOT.
And we'll play voicemails and read emails if and when they...
Yeah, and we're just going to be on that bullshit.
Yeah, just an off-topic kind of show next week. Basically, it's all we can do to keep getting in the studio. Just, we'll see you there. We suck.
Everett does anyway. I don't. Maybe at operating...
Stop fucking camera. With the camera. I don't even know why you're fucking with it.
Thanks, bros. No problem, bro.
Star Trek overtime. What do you mean, Frank?
We can be bros, bro. Warns the Accountable Capitalism Act. Just try to get past. Slippery slope, in my opinion. More federal regulation, but more accountability.
I have no problem or no idea what that is.
Yeah, Everett, you were talking about it earlier. Come on, speak on it. Fuck you.
Oh, I got you, Frank. Frank says STOT is Star Trek overtime. No. Still talk off topic, but whatever.
Oh. Star Trek.
All right, guys. Well, we're going to call it for this episode. We'll catch you next week, probably on an off-topic episode next Wednesday, live around the same time.
Same bad time, same bad channel. Yeah. I'm going
to
go with.
We're not gonna keep ourselves on the exact 2 o'clock schedule if we don't have to anymore. But
I don't like to constrain myself to times.
You do like to talk a lot just to hear yourself, though.
Yeah, of course. So, like, whenever I do that, there's really not much that's being said. You know what I mean? I just want to talk, and I'll talk. And it's not that I'm saying anything important at all.
You're hurting my ears with this incessant.
Really? Go ahead, then.
All right. Thanks, guys, for showing up. We'll catch you next week. Drop us a voicemail line at the normal places, info@SerialTalkPodcast.com for your emails. SerialTalkPodcast.com, vote in the poll. You know what? I haven't looked in that in months. Any idea who's on top?
No, I haven't either. Jesus, what's the guess? Oh, my God. It's probably nothing. Winning. There's probably no difference.
I'm going to say you're winning.
I don't know. People listen to the back episodes.
Jesus, I haven't thought about this in probably 6 months.
Neither have I. It's been a while.
Well, let's see. You've got 641 and I got 634.
That's it?
Yeah.
Is that close still?
Yep. Separated by 7 votes. So get on there and vote Team Everett.
Wow, 642 to 633.
Since Armand's not here today, we took him off the poll. He was on there for one day, and then he didn't show up.
He got like a half a vote.
Half a vote, and it was gone. Actually, he had 1,800 votes in less than 24 hours, and we had to remove him.
Did he really?
No, come on. He was never on there.
Like, what the fuck? Fucking put him back on. Jesus.
All right, guys. We'll catch you next week.
People visited the website in a day. Bring that shit on.
Holy shit. Armand, we need you. This is now the Armand show. We tried to get him last week, though, to go to his own show. He's just not into it. All right, guys. We'll catch you next week. See you then.
Please. Wake up.
This has been Surreal Talk, a lineupmedia.fm production. Listen online at surrealtalkpodcast.com and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and all major podcast outlets.
How come I know so much? What the hell is going on around here? Who are you people?
Join the conversation on Facebook and Twitter and get all of our podcasts now at lineupmedia.fm.
I'm not gonna take it anymore!
I'm not gonna take it anymore!